This is KUT. You might have noticed all the construction cranes around Austin. Seems like everywhere you look, there's a construction site. Some are calling it a boom in construction, and it's not exclusive to Austin. Whether you drive south to San Marcos or north to Georgetown, there are new buildings popping up all over the place. So that's good, right? Good for the economy and for employment? Well, as KUT's Joy Diaz reports, this boom is not so good for everyone.
The boom has not been kind to Rolando Jaimes.
We are at PCW Construction Company. I'm the president of the company, and actually it's a family business.
Just a couple of years ago, Jaimes had about 70 employees.
We got down to like 35, like 50%.
And it wasn't his choice. He says his employees were poached by larger contractors.
I call it stealing people from companies. Yes.
Why do you say stealing them? I mean, it's not like they are coming in the middle of the night.
Well, thing is, there's some people out there. I mean, they work for larger companies, and they actually go to job sites. And what they do, they go and offer them like bonus checks to sign in with them, and also offer them some bonus to take their crew, you know, with them, and you know.
So if you come with me and bring your entire crew, you'll get a bonus.
Exactly, you get a bonus for each one of those guys.
Jaime's most recent loss: an employee he was paying $20 an hour. To try to keep him, Jaimes offered him $22. The guy laughed and left. He said he was offered $35 an hour elsewhere. Not everyone is rushing to cash in on this bonanza, though. Armando Guerrero specializes in drywall.
How much can a drywall worker make? ¿Como cuánto puede ganar un buen drywall?
Yo gano aproximadamente como $18 la hora.
I make around $18 an hour.
Guerrero knows he can make much more at the site of the medical school at the UT campus, for instance, or at one of the high-rises under construction in downtown Austin. But he's decided to stay with his current boss. He says he's treated with respect and the work is steady. There's so much work, he says, he could work Saturdays and Sundays if he wanted to. And this is a big and, the boom will eventually go bust. David Barrera is with the city's Day Labor Center. You'd probably think the intense competition for construction workers would mean Barrera would be out of a job right now, right? Well, he isn't.
It's more difficult for day laborers to seek work through the larger construction companies. In their case, they require more paperwork and things that, in a lot of cases, these workers don't necessarily are able to fully comply with.
If you read between the lines, what Barrera is saying is that there's a shortage of construction workers, but he has a lot of guys who are either unskilled for some of the jobs, or are ex-cons, or new immigrants who are undocumented that don't yet know how to work around the system. Barrera also gets a lot of women looking for work. He says those are the groups that haven't been able to benefit from the construction boom in Central Texas. Joy Diaz, KUT News.